You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Chris O'Grady to score and Burton to win. Was 12-1, enhanced to 16s, and Divock Origi to score and Liverpool to win was 11-10, now 6-4. If you're new to this competition, it's just the League Cup, basically. It's been rebranded as the EFL Cup, and the Premier League team's coming in to the competition at this stage. And interesting match, this Burton-Liverpool, because Burton are one of the success stories in English football over the last couple of seasons. Successive promotions from League Two to League One, and now League One to the Championship. And they've not had a terrible start to their campaign either, having secured promotion. They were beaten by Bristol City 2-1, but beat Sheffield Wednesday 3-1, drew away at Blackburn 2-2. So the last couple of weeks have been pretty decent for Burton Albion, and it's some story for them.
It's incredible. I mean, I remember going to the Pirelli Stadium many years ago. I was watching a Conference North playoff final, and you know, I can't remember what division Burton were in, but it is, you know, it's a ground and a club that has always thought its level is, you know, the fourth, maybe even third division if they have a, you know, good time of it. But to get reached the Championship's been incredible, and you know, Jimmy Ford Hasselbank will take a huge amount of credit for that. But Nigel Clough, of course, got the ball rolling, and he's back there now. And what I've been impressed with at the start of their season in the Championship is obviously everyone has them, you know, to go down because of their budget. They're a bit like Yeovil maybe a few years ago when they were in the Championship for a season. But they're scoring goals, Dave. They're conceding goals as well. But I think if you come up and you've got that bit of swagger in front of goal, I think you give yourself a chance. You know, Bristol City had it last year. They were winning games 4-1, 4-2. They'd lose games as well, 3-1. But because they were scoring, it just gave themselves a chance. There's been 23 goals in their opening five matches. So, yeah, you know, in their games, it's nearly five a match. And it kicked off with that 4-3 defeat at Forest on the opening day, and they were very close to getting a result there. So they'll be full of confidence. And what I would look when you weigh this up is Liverpool have been brought back down to earth in Lancashire at the weekend, no doubt about that. What's Jurgen Klopp going to do with his team? Last year, you remember in the Cup, in the FA Cup at Exeter, he made loads of changes. I mean, you know, there were kids that didn't even have squad numbers that were suddenly, you know, in the team, and, you know, very talented youngsters that they have at Liverpool. But I don't know whether he'll be brave enough to make those kind of changes in this kind of match. I still think there's players sort of jockeying for positions in that team. And when I look at, you know, I'll go through this with a few of the League Cup sides. I think it's the same for Everton and a few other teams in the Premier League. I always think back to the summer meeting that the manager will have had with the board, the owners, and they will have laid down, you know, we've all played Football Manager, we know how it works, but they've all laid down targets, you know, and this happens at every football club, where you know, minimum finishing place in the league, and the cup competitions, they will all agree on what's fair. I'd be surprised if Liverpool haven't said to Jurgen Klopp, top four and a cup, top four and some silverware. I think that's what he's got to probably deliver again this season. So, you know, I think they'll be wary of a potential slip up here, and I think they'll want to go out and prove a few doubters wrong, that maybe suggest that they're not clinical enough, that maybe they don't have that firepower. The problem they have, Dave, is they can't defend.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who they change tomorrow, Burton will fancy the chances of scoring, and I think they'll be saying amongst themselves, the Albion players, we can get at this Liverpool team and we can score goals. And it's a tight old stadium. You know, the dressing room, I mean, I've been in the dressing rooms down there, they're pokey. They're not going to be what the Liverpool players are used to. So I think it's going to have a real cup-tie atmosphere, throw into the fact that it's on the telly. And Burton will fancy their chances. I mean, I don't think they win the game. But could I look at the draw knowing that they're going to score? Maybe at 7-2. I think Liverpool are obviously short at 2-5, depending on the team that they're going to play, which players will be rested. There's a lot kind of in the air in this one. I think that's why, again, you're going to be safe and probably looking at goals here. And both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 23-20. I think that's where I would head. But I certainly think Burton, I think most teams would look at Liverpool and think, yeah, we can get a goal here. But what I would say to counteract that, Dave, quickly, is if Burton have 20% possession in this game, they'll lose.
Yeah.
They've got to have a little bit more of the ball than Burnley.
Yeah, no, I agree. When I was playing Championship Manager, by the way, the expectation was that low, Tom. At the start of the season, the chairman just said, just win a couple of games, will you,
this season?
That's how bad I am on Championship Manager.
Well, I resigned before the season started one year because they expected me to win the league. I thought on that budget, no chance.
Prior to this game as well, when I was looking through this Burton Albion Liverpool match, I read an article in the Burton Post, which I didn't know existed. But they were saying this is probably the second biggest match in the club's history after that Manchester United FA Cup clash back in, that was way back in 2006. But interestingly enough, they drew that first leg in at the Pirelli 0-0 before being beaten 5-0 at Old Trafford. And I just get the feeling that they will seriously fancy this against Liverpool. I can see this ending. I'm not sure, because it's one leg, I'm not sure whether they actually go through, but I can see them getting a draw after 90 minutes
here. Yeah, I think it's because I fancy them to score. I mean, you know, I talked about Liverpool's defensive record, but Burton are hardly great either. I mean, you know, they've been in front in matches as well and not managed to shut up shop, but they got a late equaliser at Blackburn. That game looked to be heading away from them at the weekend, and Blackburn were looking for their first win. They scored with 2 minutes to go. And again, I think that will give them a huge lift, really. I don't know, I mean... I've watched Liverpool sort of navigate the cups pretty successful last year, but I think they made hard work for themselves as well at times. So, you know, again, there's a lot of goals in their matches. So I'm with you, though. There's no reason why Burton cannot hold them. But again, Liverpool are going to score in this game. There's too much firepower, even if they make changes. And Burton's defensive record against poor Championship sides is not great. So Liverpool will score. The question you've got to ask yourself is can Burton do it? I think they can against this Liverpool defence. Can they score more than one? That would be where I would be concerned. If they get the first goal, very much game on.
It's interesting you noted that you we're not sure how Jurgen Klopp's going to approach this match. He does have a pretty rich history in cup competitions generally. In his last four seasons at Borussia Dortmund, made the German Cup final on three occasions, winning it back in 2012. And we mustn't forget that last season took Liverpool to the final of the League Cup as well. So I think without the European distraction this season, that there's the possibility that he might focus on one of these cups. And as you mentioned at the top of this preview, look to get silverware for Liverpool.
Yeah, and you kind of look at that run last year, David. I'm looking at the results in front of me here. You know, the first game was against Carlisle. Remember, that went to penalties at Anfield. It was 1-1, you know, after normal time, after extra time as well. They beat Bournemouth 1-0. They thumped Southampton in probably one of the best performances of the season, and that's 6-1. But then it was 1-0 against Stoke, you know, in the first leg of the semi. Then, you know, they got through eventually on penalties. And in that game against Stoke, they started off brilliantly and then for some reason scored and then just sat back. It was strange, really. So they were actually a lot tighter. I mean, you know, apart from take that 6-1 out of it, every other game, the most amount of goals they had was two in them. So, you know, maybe he navigates the cup a little bit differently. I just think he'll... I wouldn't say that if there's not pressure, obviously there's not pressure on Liverpool, but I do think when you lose a game as they'd lost on Saturday, there is immediate focus on them because they're on the TV as well for them to bounce back and see how they respond. So again, I think he's still sussing out his players. He's not there yet, Jurgen Klopp. He doesn't have the squad that he wants fully. I think he's been shown, and I think he spoke about it, a little bit of frustration in the transfer market about who he'd want. He's done some great deals to get rid of players, but I think he's still looking at his players. He's looking him in the eye and saying, right, who's going to be with me? And these are the kind of tests. I think Pep Guardiola's similar. These are the kind of tests. Who's going to go out there, perform, be professional, get it done, and who's going to not take their opportunity? So, you know, there'll be quite a lot of onus. The pressure's on Liverpool. All the pressure is on Liverpool in this one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.